This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 11th of July. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Political turmoil will continue in Britain next week. The campaign to elect a new Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader starts in earnest. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn will be facing more attempts to unseat him, and former Labour leader Tony Blair will be battling for his political legacy in the wake of the damning Chilcot report into the Iraq War. Next Tuesday also sees the start of the divisive marching season in Northern Ireland, with the annual Orange Day parade through Belfast's Catholic Ardoyne district. It was warned that the peace in the troubled province could be a victim of Brexit. In the US, attention will be focused on the run-up to the following week's Republican nominating convention in Cleveland, especially at the National Governors Association meeting in Iowa and the NAACP's annual meeting in Philadelphia on Thursday. There are several reports issued next week by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris. The two biggest are a composite of the world's leading economic indicators and an annual report on sustainable development. There are also reports on France, Turkey, and Poland. In Asia, there are back-to-back ASEAN meetings all week in the Philippines to coordinate educational policies, a Russian-Chinese trade exhibition, and an EU-Asian summit in the Mongolian capital of Ulaanbaatar. And finally, next week in Oulu, Finland, it is the start of the three-day Swamp Soccer World Cup. Teams of six people play soccer matches in a swamp, leaving them covered in mud. I suppose the mud protects them from the local giant mosquitoes. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 11th of July. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Britain will next week continue to try and cope with a perfect political storm. Brexit has left the country with a plunging pound and worried banks. Prime Minister David Cameron is now a mere caretaker, as is the Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne. On Monday, the campaign starts in earnest for replacement Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader, but they won't be elected until September. On the other side of the House of Commons, Jeremy Corbyn will next week continue to be absorbed by attempts from his parliamentary colleagues to unseat him. The battle has badly divided the Labour Party. At the same time, he's likely to press for his predecessor and former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, to be indicted as a war criminal following Sir John Chilcot's damning report into the Iraq War. Meanwhile, Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the Scottish National Party, will next week be canvassing European leaders to try and find a way to keep Scotland in the European Union. While in Northern Ireland, the annual marching season starts on Tuesday when Ulstermen march through Belfast, Catholic Ardoyne district. This will be the first major test of the possible impact of Brexit on peace in the troubled province of Northern Ireland. The 31 Republican governors gathered in Iowa for the twice-yearly National Governors Conference will be focused heavily on the Republican nominating convention in Cleveland. The anti-Trump faction will be maneuvering to tie Trump's hands, either with a vice presidential selection or strongly conservative election planks. The 35-nation OECD issues a number of reports next week. The biggest is the composite of the world's leading economic indicators and an annual report on the increasingly important issue of sustainable development. There's also the annual report on the Turkish economy. Turkey is growing at 4.5% a year, but growth has slowed as tourism has been hit by continuing terrorist attacks and poor relations with Russia. There is also a report on Poland's employment policies. Poland sends hundreds of thousands to work in other EU countries, but at the same time is one of Europe's most successful economies. Yekaterinburg is famous in history as the site of the murder of Tsar Nicholas II and his family. But next Thursday it will play host to the third annual China-Russia exposition, when both countries display each other's goods and services. Russia is now China's biggest trading partner. In 2015, 12.5% of China's foreign trade was with Russia. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Look Ahead Viewpoints with myself and Lockwood Phillips.